The next patient is Mrs. Roxy, R-O-X-I-E, last name Hale, H-A-L-E. Number one, clinical case of an 83-year-old white female that is followed in the office because of CKD stage 3A. This CKD is most likely related to cardiorenal syndrome as well as nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and aging process. The serum creatinine on the 15th of December of 2022 is 0.97. The BUN is 27, and the patient has an albumin that is 4 and total protein that is 6.1. She remains with the estimated EFR of 58. It has a microalbumin creatinine ratio of 591 and the protein creatinine ratio suggests significant proteinuria. However, the patient has a urinary tract infection with a loaded field with white blood cells and clumps of white blood cells. Leukocyte esterase is positive. Nitrous negative. The patient says that she has a very cloudy urine. Period. The reason for the CKD 2 is most likely associated to hemodynamic changes related to the cardiomyopathy. Number two, the patient has anemia that continues to deteriorate. She was referred to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation due to the abnormal kappa lambda ratio. Period. The patient was not satisfied with the oncologist that she saw at that time. We are going to make a referral to Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z, in order to evaluate this proteinuria, the anemia. The most likely situation is that she is going to need a bone marrow biopsy. Following number, a urinary tract infection. We are going to call in Levaquin 500 milligrams PO daily for 7 days. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with Crestor. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post-coronary, status post-AICD. The patient has an ejection fraction that is 30%. The patient is followed by Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E, cardiologist. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia, that is followed by Dr. Torres, the rheumatologist. The patient is going to be evaluated in 3 months. Paragraph, we spend seven minutes in the chart review, 15 minutes in the face-to-face conversation, and 7 minutes in the documentation.